You're listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he guides us through the world and major works of Kabbalah, Hasidic masters, and Jewish philosophy, shedding light on the inner life of the soul.
Okay, so Bezras Hashem, we are continuing with our Shirim on the Ramchal's Adir Bamarom on the Idra Rabbah, and we're continuing on the path that the Ramchal, Sfusi Ogan Aleinu, is outlining for us, which is, once we know that the territory in which human experience takes place is the place of Malchus, that place where Chisaron exists, not accidentally, but rather so that the human being is capable of being Mashlim themselves, we come to understand that there's two stages in every element of human experience. Those two stages are referred to as Hasara Sara and Hamshach HaSatov, undoing that which is concealing, undoing the concealing elements in a person's life, and then going from that place and drawing down the Shefa in order, like we said, to fulfill Malchus, to reveal the fullness of Malchus that was always already present within it. The job of the Yid, the job of the individual, according to the Ramchal, is that we should come to terms with the fact that the chisaron that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has placed us in and in us is ultimately an expression of the malchus that we need to be mashlim itself. And that's the avoid of bechira, so that the human being can benefit from the process of the middle prior to the emergence of the end that reveals the deep connectivity between the end and the beginning, and to remain in that arrested developmental space of the middle gives a person the schar of the psios on the derech. It gives a person the process of developing themselves, the laborious process of coming into being through the autogenetic process and the auto-affective process of coming in contact with the potential elements of ourselves and emerging with those potential forms of ourselves into actuality, perpetually creating ourselves, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed us in this world to fulfill the world. And that's going to be the place of Malchus. And we said that there's two stages here. There's Malchus itself, which is that deficient thing. And then there's the element of Malchus, the fulfillment of Malchus, the content of Malchus that illuminates itself, that reveals the inherent fixedness of Malchus itself that continues to remain up in Zer Anpin. The second parts of that we engage in reality, the Hamshacha, the place that we're drawing down from, is the place of Zer Anpin. And at the bottom of Zer Anpin, the Malchus, which in each and every sphere of Zer Anpin, is ultimately going to be the elements of Malchus that were originally fixed and then left Malchus to allow it to be deficient for human activity. And then through the fixing of ourselves, we draw that light back down. But unlike the typical orientation of Hashpa and Kabbalah, where the Duchra, the masculine tendency of expression, is just giving of itself to fulfill the emptiness and the destitution of that feminine principle. But what the Ramchal is hinting to us is the secret of Eishes Chayla Taras Baila, the ascension of the feminine principle of concealment over and above the masculine expressive principle, like we spoke about last week. So the secret is that the light that's going to come back down from Zer Anpin into Malchus is not a borrowed light that Malchus now gets to engage with because Zer Anpin and the Mashpia is nice enough and kind enough to give of itself, but rather it's the inherent light of Malchus itself that reveals how retroactively Malchus itself was always already full in and of her own self, but her fullness is the expression of concealment so that there can be an apparent distinction of emptiness where we get to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Megala more and more Amuna. So we said that the secret of all of these mitzvos, the secret of the two elements of Taryag, is that there's the Taryag of the guf of Malchus itself, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created things without human engagement and fixing, which appears to be kind of voided in its essence. That's the Taryag elements of the body, the 248 bones, the 365 sinews, and that's where the Ramchal started off the question of why do we not have tefillin on the body itself? Why are there no tzitzis emergent from the body itself? And that's when the Ramchal gives us the secret of El Shaddai, which is the secret of the formation of everything that takes place in the womb of Bina, which is the tzimtzum that precedes the formation of Zer Anpin, and that in accordance with the principles of Kel Shakai, in accordance with the principles of the very specific and deliberate distinctions and borders and boundaries and measurements that separate one thing from the other so as to enable multiplicity for the sake of Bechira, it's specifically from that place in the womb of Bina, the shame of Kel Shakai, which draws down that light of the formation. It draws down the light of the formation of the body, the first taryag, which is going through the malchus in its deficiency. And then there's the second taryag, the second set of 613, which is there to be mashlim, the 613 parts of the body, which are the 613 mitzvos, the activities that we do in order to draw down the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world, thereby elevating and refining ourselves to live a life of schar mitzvah mitzvah, where the effort of the mitzvah itself is the schar of the mitzvah, as we continuously are quoting from the Leshem that the Iker Zach is that the person themselves should be nisapeh, should transform into the schar itself, because we come to realize that the very efforts and motivational forces behind the laborious process of mind, heart, and body are ultimately the coming into being of the very expression of Ruach Hashem Mamish through our own Bechira. And so El Shaddai is the formation place of the first body of the Taryag elements of the body, which is Malchus, devoid of the light of Zer Anpin, which fulfills it once again, revealing its inherent wholeness. And then there's the second type of Taryag, which is the 613 mitzvos, which come to draw down the light from above, down below, to reveal the fixedness of below. And we said that those mitzvos are dependent upon the body itself, and the body engaging in those mitzvos draws down that light. And then we said that in truth, the fundamental expression of these mitzvos are all going to be contained in the notion of bris milah, in the notion of circumcision, and the notion of that singular point of connectivity represented by the bris, which is an exclusive relationship between mind and thing, between heart and thing in front of it, without deviation from one side to the other. Pegam habris, the opposite of shmiras habris, is scatteredness. It's the notion that there's more than one thing to connect to at this moment. And in truth, the secret of Shmir Sabris, the secret of Yesod, which is the secret of Rakia, which the Tikkuni Zohar says, take the word Rakia and transform it in its letters to the word Iker, essentiality, because the essence of Tzaddik, the essence of Bris, the essence of Yesod, is ultimately the pointed connectivity and essentiality that exists in each and every moment of a person's life, to the point that I can create a center wherever I find myself, and at that center point I'm makusha b'tachlis hakesher to it. I'm shomer the Bris, and that nekuda of pnimis is the secret of connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this point of connectivity, this pointedness of Iker, of essentiality, of hyper essentiality, of seeking out the meaning inherent within each and everything, specifically within those places that appear to be the source of deviation away from the goal, or those places of deficiency or dissatisfaction, etc., etc., and the continuous lack that will apply no matter what type of satisfaction is attempted to be given to that place. It's specifically there that the true element of the mitzvos are going to unfold, in that bris milah, which is going to be correspondent, as Chazal tell us, to all of the mitzvos themselves. And that's what the Ramchal is going to be speaking about now, how there's going to be these two stages of taryag. Now there's the taryag elements of the guf, which is malchus b'chitzoniyuso, which is the element of malchus as HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared it, deficient, so that we can fulfill it, almost playing around with wooden swords, pretending that our efforts are actually accomplishing something, when in truth, the only goal of our efforts is to come to a place from the depth of our effort where we come to realize that our efforts are only coming from the one who we're pushing our effort towards, meaning to say that our effort is to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the effort that we are capable of expressing in order to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who we're seeking out, is in truth whispering to us the power to seek him out. And that's going to be the secret of these mitzvos. The hamitzvos harishonos. What are the first mitzvos? Hanemshachos b'derech ikker min hayud hazois heim nekraim oisois. So we saw that this element. Well, we'll go back a little bit to Daf Yud, and then we'll continue with Daf Yud Aleph. That nimsa sheshnei taryag heim. There's two elements of taryag. There's the taryag of the guf prior to rectification, and there's the taryag of the mitzvos, which is going to be drawing down the rectification to that deficient place of the body. Hatayag ha'alef u'masha asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in that 613 nature of the 248 bones and the 365 sinews. B'hu b'chinas malchus b'fnei atzma. And that's the element of the body in its isolation, prior to the fulfillment of the spiritual vitality that ascends from above, which we spoke about, the malchus b'fnei atzmo, v'hu guf hanisan la'adam. That's the body that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the individual. V'yesh taryag acher. And then there's another 613 mitzvos that can now be drawn down to the 613 elements of the body, thereby drawing down the light of malchus that is fixed as it exists above Eitzel Zer Anpin, and drawing that down into the broken malchus down here to reveal that kegavna dila'ela, that there's yichud above and below, and the malchus down here is makusha to the shleimus of up there, and that's going to be the Shleimus Ha'amiti of those two Taryags being Makusha together. Shehu Masha Oisa Ha'adam. Those are the 613 mitzvos that the individual does, through their body. The body is the Taryag, and then there's the Taryag mitzvos that the body engages in to draw down the higher light. Behu Bechinas Malchus Besod Mitzvah. And that second Taryag, the second Taryag mitzvos, is that secret of Matzah and Mitzvah. We said that Matzah, which is Malchus by itself, is the deficiency and the voided nature of the impoverishment of Malchus, which is Leis Lamagame Klum, and then we draw down the Vav, which is the secret of drawing down the mitzvos and transforming it from Matzah into Mitzvah, which is the fulfillment of Malchus in and of itself. And the Ramchal already made the diok that what? That it's a Mitzvah HaZois. It doesn't mean that Zer Anpin offers itself in its extension to Malchus in a form of Tzedakah, but rather it's offering back the thing that it's been watching for Malchus all along, which is the secret of the essence of Malchus itself, which is HaMitzvah HaZois, meaning the mitzvah itself is not the masculine element connecting to the feminine, it's the feminine quality in and of herself. And this is the Taryag Mitzvah. So we see that there's these two Taryags, which is the secret of the two stages of Malchus, the thing itself and its empty form without content or meaning, and then the attempt that we have perpetually to draw down the inherent meaning into that framing that is devoid of meaning to reveal the two of them together. Acha emes hu she'akol nichlal b'taryag. But in truth, when it appears that there's two separate forms of Taryag, when it appears that there's two separate forms of systems, the system of externalized reality, the body devoid of the content, the world devoid of its essence, and then it has to draw down the essential connectivity and combine the two, in truth, there's really only one Taryag, and that these two separate perspectives of Malchus in her isolation and Malchus in her fulfillment and her richness, in spite of the fact that they appear to be two separate expressions, in truth, they're a singular expression of Taryag that gets extended into expressing itself in a way that looks like two. It's not two separate things of Malchus and her emptiness and Malchus and her fullness, but rather, as we've said already, the two are part and parcel of a singular process of a progress that is perpetually revealing more and more of the connectivity. And the Matzah itself, the Malchus itself, gets transformed slowly but slowly to be the mitzvah that it always has been, to reveal the inherent wholeness that was always there. So it's not two things. It's like Rabbi Akiva says to the Chavraya when they're oile to the place of Avnei Shayash Tar, Al Tomri Mayim Mayim, don't say Mayim Mayim. Don't say Mayimayim. It appears that there's going to be two separate things, a Yud Elyon and a Yud Tachton, and the Vav in the middle, which is going to give birth to the Aleph, which is the secret of everything. But don't think that those two Yuds, which appear to be so separate, are ultimately two expressions that are separate from one another. Rather, they're two expressions of a singular element, that the upper Yud is the lower Yud in its expression, and that the development of Malchus out of her impoverishment and out of the emptiness of herself is, in truth, the very process that brings to the fulfillment. And that Taryag that appears to be the thing that I now have to draw down to the empty Taryag that I already experience is in truth part and parcel of a singular process. Why? So how could it truly be that there's two, that there appears to be two Taryags, and in truth they're rooted in one? Ela she'be'echad min ha'ma'oiris ha'elu nichlalim ha'taryag ha'shniyim v'hu ateres ha'bris shehi levad mekabelas l'chol ha'taryag. So what the Ramchal explains over here is that at the very edge, at the limit point, at the lowest expression of the Taryag of the body itself, which is that makom of bris, which is that makom of the yesod, there's the ateres habris, there's the element of the essentiality of essentiality that exists, the potential towards meaning that exists even within the meaningless framing that expresses itself at the very end and gives birth to the possibility of meaning afterwards. Meaning to say, the first Taryag is empty, devoid of meaning, because it's the body devoid of content, and then the next Taryag is going to meaningful connection and the fulfillment of expression and spiritual content, and one might think that the two are completely separate, but in truth, at the very edge of the first Taryag, which is the Ateres Abris, which is that which appears to be almost outside of the body and the place of connectivity, and that place that's only revealed through an act of concealment, through a cut that ties, which is the cutting away of Orla and all of those things that concealed hyperessentiality, to reveal that dafka within the cutting away, one connects to that which is most essential, and it's specifically there at the edge of the first Taryag, at the edge of the first Taryag, that a person uncovers the potential that rests in preparation to reveal itself as the next stage of Taryag, that the two Taryag mitzvos are all kulul already in the bris, in the ateres habris of the first element of the externalized form of the Taryag. It's like soif masav machshav atchila, at the very, very end of the maisa, you're going to find the beginningness of thought of the next level. And and contained within this Atar Sabris is the potential of that Taryag that is going to emerge afterwards. So what we originally thought was two separate Taryags are in truth revealed to be only one Taryag, the Taryag devoid of meaning and the Taryag saturated with meaning. And the transitionary point between the two is that liminal point of the Atar Sabris, which is revealed through an act of concealment, which contains in potential form all of the Taryag mitzvahs, which are going to emerge, which is why it's the first mitzvah that a Jewish male engages in. When this element of all of the unfolding lights of the Tayag mitzvos that are going to be the expression from above to below to offer meaning to my experience, so when that's in its right place, meaning to say it's at the edge of the edge, it's at the edge of the first point, which is going to be the Atar Sabris. When that ma'or is found in its right place, nimsu kol oisam ha'echiyut b'ma'oreis shi'asu ha'masim ha'nirtzes b'mitzvos. What one finds is that all of the potential qualities of expression and luminosity that are eventually going to be performed through the acts of mitzvos, they're all contained over there. V'chein yoitzim oisam ha'oreis she'hem said ha'tfilin v'ha'tzitzis v'domehem. And it's specifically from there that all of the other mitzvos emerge from tfilin and tzitzis and domehem, all of which are also referred to as an os, because all of them are coming to reflect that innermost point of the Atar Sabris, which is the secret of the meaningfulness that exists at the very limit of meaninglessness, that it's the secret of the unfolding element of the mitzvos, the Taryag mitzvos that exists at the very edge of the Taryag elements of the body itself. And so revealing that instead of thinking that there's two elements that are separate from one another, the body, which is devoid, and spirituality, which is saturated, in truth, the devoid body is revealed to be the very sites from which the saturation of the neshama is going to come from afterwards, being megal of the achdus hapnimi between that which appears to be opposites, between the body and the neshama. This edge of the guf, this edge, this bottom point of the taryag harishon, which is going to be the edge of the edge, it's that last point, that singular point of the ikr, that quintessential place in the tamsit sadvarim, in truth it plays a profoundly significant role. Yeshla pu'ula gedoyla, not only a role, but a pu'ula, and engages and it allows for the unfolding stage of the next level. Kitak bi l'kolach taryag, because it stands in correspondence to all of the taryag mitzvos, which are eventually going to emerge from it. Va'al kein amru gedoyla mila sheshkula keneged kol mitzvos. And this is why Chazal tell us that so great is the mitzvah of mila, the revelation of the Atar Sabris, the revelation of that singular point of connectivity, because it stands in correspondence to all of the mitzvos. And there we see the interconnection between the first taryag, which appears to be devoid and its malchus and its deficiency, and the inherent connection to the next Taryag, which is the Taryag Mitzvos, which is drawing down of the Vav into the impoverishment of Malchus to be Megalazin on the richness that exists within the impoverishment of Malchus itself, the secret of Malchuska Malchus Kol Olamim. It's so present that it needs absolutely nothing to reveal itself. V'nefarish Kol Zeh B'Seid Hashem Shaddai. Now, we already saw how earlier, from the emergence of the womb of Bina, prior to the emergence of Zer'anpin and Nukva, so it all comes from the formation that takes place through the process of Kael Shakai, because we saw that Kael was the light of Chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed to reveal the interconnectivity at the heart of all separation, and Shakai was the element of Tzimtzum, which was the expression of enoughness, and in the secret of Bina, which is the Yichud of the oppositional forces, there's the unity of the expression of unity, specifically from within the disparity of the elements. So Kael and Shakai are unified in their expression, but over here we're just looking at the word Shakai, limitation, which is the name that's associated with the bris itself, because we're no longer operating in the place of Bina right now, but we're already talking in the place of the partsufim of Zer'anpin and Nukva, because we're talking about the process of the fulfillment of Malchus. We're not talking about the emergence of Zer'anpin and Malchus, which is the shame of Kael Shakai, but we're talking about the connectivity between Zer'anpin and Malchus now, which is just the name Shakai, because it comes about by way of the Ataras HaBris. Shehut Sior HaDamus SheZicharnu. That this element of Shakai, like we described already, is the formation, it's the process of the formation and the particularities of image and how things are going to emerge. Hine taryag shel halechem oini. This taryag of the lechem oini, of the impoverishment of matzah, of Malchus and her destitution, that's the secret of shade, Meshaddai. The secret of shade, an element of a demonic force that is devoid of content. It's a force, it's a kli that has come to life in the process of emergence, yet there's an arrested development prior to the fulfillment of that kli. So you have this in-between place of a shade. A shade is the element of the in-between space of not real and real at the same time. It's a metzias, she'ena b'metzias. It's how on the one hand you can have the Rambam who paskins that it doesn't exist, but Chazal who say it does exist, and Zakta Kotzker Rebbe, that's specific specifically once the Rambam paskins that they don't exist, they stop existing, because ultimately the element of the Shin Dalet, the shade, Meshaddai, which is the empty form prior to the fulfillment of meaning, which is the goof of something, the robotic externalization of something devoid of the inner content that gives it life, that place of the destitution of Malchus prior to the fulfillment of the Vav of the Tariq Mitzvah Sashniyim, that place, as Rav Huttner points out, and as Rav Dessler points out, it's a place in the mind. It's the place of the in-between in the mind, of imagination, of not knowing yes or no. And it's specifically in there that it's suspended and arrested in its development because it got stopped prior to its fulfillment. This is the secret of the Shindalad, the Shadim, which are created on Erev Shabbos, and there was not enough time for their guf to be mechubar to a neshama, and therefore it's like this preemptive ending of a thing, which when a person lives in an externalized space without any inherent content, they operate in that space of a shade. Why? Because it's just Malchus without the fulfillment of the Taryag Mitzvos that are going to come about from Zer Anpin itself to reveal the wholeness of Malchus. But as we just said, that Taryag Mitzvos that is going to come about from Zer Anpin is really already hidden within the Malchus itself, because that's the secret of Atar Sabris. Benefarish calls Ebbeside Hashem Shaddai. Let's explain all of this in the name of Shaddai, Shehut Tzior Hadamus Shezacharnu, which is the process of the formation of the image and the likeness. Yini HaTaryag Shel HaLechem Oini, this Taryag of the Matzah of Malchus, which is devoid of fulfillment beside Shade Me Shaddai. That's the secret of the shade from the shame of Shaddai. It doesn't have the yud, it just has the shindalid, which is going to be those taryag of the guf itself, the formation of the guf. But the last of that taryag, the last element of that expression of the taryag of the guf itself emerges at that quintessential place of tamsis, of connectivity, of the ikr shebechol ikarim, of what Rabbi Nachman describes as the tachlis of kol tachlis, the meaning of all meaning, the secret of emuna at the heart of all things. That's going to be the expression of the ateras hayesoid, which is going to be that innermost point, besoid yud me shaddai, and that's going to reveal the secret of Shaddai. That yud, that tiny drop, that tiny dot that contains all things in the radical hyper-essentiality of the connectivity of the mind through the attentive and intentional tzimtzum of the yesoid, which is das, which is keser, which is teferis, and the connectivity and the hyper-focus on one thing and one thing alone, that's going to be mashlim, the seder of Taryag HaRishon, which is going to give us the Shaddai. V'hatayag shel HaMitzvah, him tluyim kulim biyud zois de Shaddai. And the next Taryag, like we said, the emergent fullness that is going to come about afterwards, which we previously would have thought was something removed from the broken state of things right now, but the Ramchal already told us that this light belongs to Malchus anyway, so we come to see that in truth, the unfolding stage that comes next is already contained within the last element of the previous stage, and in Kedusha it's always like that, that the edge of something is the beginning of the next stage, and that's the interconnect of the Pele Elyon of Keser Malchus, but it's this Yud that fulfills the Shaddai, which is going to be the source of the next Taryag that are going to emerge. And when things are still at that arrested state of Malchus, devoid of fulfillment from the Taryag Mitzvos that appear to belong to Zer Anpin, there's no meaning yet within the meaningless casing of things. So at that place, there's a room for negativity still, because it's at that place where we're still in the operant place of the in-between place of Bechira, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to fulfill ourselves. And ki adarabba, because ba'avur kach himnach b'derech zelatet metzias le'etzahara. Again, this is purposeful. The entire purpose of that place of suspended and arrested development prior to fulfillment, and the revelation that the fulfillment rests within that place prior to fulfillment itself, it needs to be unfolded, but it's always contained within that inner point of connectivity in the Ateras Abris. Ki adarabba, the Ramchal says, this is not mistaken. This is the entire purpose. Ba'avur zeh, ba'avur kein hunach b'derech zeh. This is why reality has formed like this. Latet metzias le'etzahara, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants there to be a Yetzer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants there to be that seemingly empty place of the middle prior to the revelation of the end, which is the interconnectivity between the beginning and the middle of the end. Because the Yetzer is what's going to drive the motivating power of revealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu with more intensity. The Yetzer, like the Ramchal tells us over and over, is not something other than the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no separation between the Taryag and the Taryag. Ultimately, the Yetzer is the drive that's there to help us get through the middle of concealment prior to the revelation of the unity of the end, so that we can come with the ferocity and the intensification of self that comes about by the labor and the self-creation of the self and the auto-effective process of emergence, of perpetual emergence, which is the movement of the Gevuros, which is the Shoresh of the Yetzirah. That must always remain. And in the future, the Yetzirah is just going to be revealed to be the animating content of the imaginative drive that gives birth to the process from emptiness into fullness perpetually. In spite of all fullness, we come to realize that it's empty in relationship to something else, v'chulei v'chulei, and it will remain even after its own shechita, right? As Chazal say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shech the shechita, it's going to be doimet to the tzaddikim like a har gadol. First and foremost, shechita is not killing something. Shechita is the hechsher of something. It's the purification and the inter-inclusion of something that was previously outside of the realm of Kedusha, and it's revealed to be part and parcel of the realm of Kedusha also, because the Yetzer Hara is a Malach Kadosh. It's the Shem Samach Aleph Lamed, which is the Gematria of 91, Havaya and Adnos together, as Rabbi Nachman points out in Torah Ayin Beis. And we need that Yetzer Hara, and the Yetzer Hara is there to be Megala Milsala Mafreya of the secret of Toiv Ma'oid that we brought about the Yichud. And this process of the shade, this body without the rectification of it, and the revelation of that point of connectivity at the very edge of things, at that tamsitz hadavarim, at the edge of all things, where it appears that all meaning is lost and devoid from this primary stage, it's revealed that at the very bottom in the ateres habris, so there's going to be unity. But before that, when there's just the shade of the body, this also applies gan kem l'umas ha'olam. The nations of the world also have this. Kizeh hadmus nisan lahem. This image, this shindalid, this element of the Taryag HaRishon and the zichuch of the body and the mind and the heart, that applies to the nations of the world as well. Achayud the Shaddai, but the Yud of the Shaddai, the Ateres HaBris, the secret of the Shem Havaya that's revealed in the body of each and every person, ain't a miskal b'tzirazah. So they don't have that Yud that's niskala. Ela b'derech mitzvah niten giloi hayud b'mitzvahs brismila. It's specifically at the mitzvah of brismila, which is the edge, it's the beginning, it's the first mitzvah that a person encounters, because it's the edge of the first Taryag and the beginning of the next Taryag. And it's that giloi of the Ateres HaBris to reveal that all that we're about to gain is always already present within that place where we feel that we've already lost it. And this is unique to the Jewish people, uba nitlim acher kach kol mitzvos, and it's at that place of the beginningness of the light, at the edge of the dark, to reveal that the light was always contained within the dark, that I'm referring to the first tayag, the body in its isolation prior to the revelation of the lights of mitzvah that comes from Zer Anpin. Malchus appears to be devoid, and that appears to be dark, and ultimately the light that's going to emerge, the tayag mitzvos, we come to realize that ultimately it was all contained within the Atar Sabris to begin with, and the light was always present, it just needed to be descended into, and it needed to be revealed through the tzimtzum, and the tzimtzum, and the tzimtzum of coming to that nekuda apnimus of the ateres habris, which is the secret of the malchus that reveals that is existent already within Zer Anpin, so that when it goes back down into malchus afterwards, as the Ramchal already made clear to us, it's going to be revealed that it was always malchus's to begin with, and that the fullness was always there, and then all of the other mitzvos come about. And it's impossible for a person to experience the second stage of the mitzvos, which is the hashlama to the chisaron of mitzias. It's only when a person has the fullness of the chisaron of the previous stage of the body devoid of mitzvos can be seen as a lack, but there's a fullness that emerges from within the heart of that lack, which is the secret of the Atar Sabris, which is the secret of the Bris Mila, which is the beginningness of the wholeness that will be revealed in the secondary order of the Taryag mitzvos. And it's only a person who has been mashlim l'chisaron itself and been magala the nekuda katana of yud, of that dio, of that ink, that tiny dot of tzimtzum within the chalal hapanei, to be megala zayin from within the act of concealment, the nekuda of connectivity in spite of all things, only somebody who has that shleimus has the ability to then go into the next level. And then when it comes to the nations of the world, lo asachin l'chol goy u'mishpatim bal yidum haliyah, meaning to say that lo asachin l'chol goy, that because that the bris mila is shayach only to the Jewish people, as Rav Tzadok points out perpetually when it comes to the Gemara and Chazal, that someone who takes a neder not to benefit from the circumcised of Klal Yisrael. So even someone who's not circumcised has the concept of being circumcised. And when a person makes a promise not to partake of the food of the circumcised of the nations of the world, so then a person can always take from that food, because ultimately there's an inherent nature of this circumcision, this revelation that comes about by way of a concealment, a cutting that reveals a movement, and a priya that pulls something back in order to be megalizine on nekuda hapnimi, and it's specifically within that tzimtzum and the secret of what Rabbi Akiva and Aishas Tornas Rufus were speaking about the whole time, which was, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalim b'chol minei shlemos, then why create chisaron? Why create the need for fulfillment? Why create that tiny drop, that dot of the concealment that needs to be fixed by human beings in order to reveal, to be megalazine, and the Or HaGonuz that rest b'fum da'ama, that's going to be niskala with Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David and Moshe Rabbeinu and the Yichud of the Train Mashiachin and the secret of the Yichud and the Gilgalta and the Moichas Tima, which the Rebbe is speaking so much about, the Yichud of the Torah of Rabbi Nachman and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Yichud of these places to be megalazine, and how these two Taryags are connected inherently together in spite of the fact that they appear to be separate from one another, and that ultimately it's specifically within this process of concealment which is going to give birth to the revelation of the Targum Mitzvos. And this is the secret of Kel Shakai, of the Shaddai, of the ability to say, La'omer la'olam u'day, the secret of finding enough in that dio, in that ink, in that tiny drop of connectivity that is present in each and every person's mind at each and every moment, Be'ezras Hashem.
You've been listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Inward was created by Rabbi Zach Kamenetz and is produced by Zev Gavriel. The music is by Zusha. You can help support the production of this podcast by visiting us online at orpodcasts.com.